You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's Seltzer. I mean, the real time's yours is in a half an hour, but then there's the faux time's yours. Joe Conklin, let's crank it up right now.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say.
Right.
The time is yours.
Time's yours.
So the first thing I want to say is I don't think these are the actual, like, whoever's about to call in, it's not the actual person, right, James? This is...
That's correct, Joe.
Sort of pretend.
Yes.
Sort of. All right, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hello, this is Joel. I just want to say, I'm going to have to call you back. Oh, wait, I can't do back-to-back calls.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Hi, it's Tom McCarthy. The Phillies have announced they're auctioning off A Night with Brandon Marsh. You take Brandon out on a date, and he strikes out again.
Man. So Conklin's cutting deep here so far today.
Hey, guys, it's Hal. Yeah. I don't know if anybody noticed. Great game by Saquon and Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Vic Fangio, N'Kobe, Jalen Carter. Howie's moving pretty good, huh? Time's yours, my 100%, man.
He went third person right there,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did.
How you doing, guys? It's Jim Lytum. You know, I was just over at the 76ers practice. I got to stop going over there. I got hurt. I tore something in my leg. I threw my back out. Somebody help me.
That's really good.
I was going to say, with yours, it doesn't sound like you. That actually sounds like Jim Lytum. It's wild.
Really good.
That is really excellent.
Hey, you know what? With the Phillies, I tell you who deserves a standing ovation. Trey Turner's agent for getting $300 million for that stiff.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jim Lytum again. I'm over here at Pennsylvania Hospital. I'm on the third floor. It's me, Joel, George Paul, Tyrese Maxey. Hey, Hammer, we could use an outside shooter, and we'll have five.
George Paul.
Well, you know, so you know where that comes from? Conklin told me that Joe Conklin, often gets George Paul and Paul George confused. He inadvertently did that.
Oh, that wasn't even meant.
No, it works great. He got it confused. Look, there was a George Paul in my class at the prep. So, you know, you can get him. I mean, remember Alan Ray and Ray Allen?
Of course.
And then sometimes you might inadvertently, when Villanova's Alan Ray was doing his thing. But anyway, that was classic with Jimmy
Lytum. Two first names. It's hard.
Do parents think about that when they're naming their kids? They're like, yeah.
I would hope.
Come on.
I mean, my God.
Hi, this is Charlene. I'm just calling because I'm just devastated that John Ritchie's off the market. I can't believe he's off the market. You know, I tried to get to Summer of John and I couldn't make it. I had to work and then I tried to go to the office and he couldn't. I shouldn't even bought a new outfit for this and I can't believe that he's not going to be mine.
Terrible.
Oh, man. Charlene did not really care.
You didn't buy that?
No.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
John, you're
I appreciate the effort.
Breaking hearts around here, John.
Yeah,
breaking
I
hearts.
Know.
All right, with that, the faux time's yours and a wonderful job by Conklin. With that, we shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Why do I find it so funny when he sounds like Coach Lynam?
Because it's so good.
It's so good.
It's spot on.
He's been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah. Oh.
Might be his one of his best ever.
Precision.
Precision. But then when he like feigns injury for Coach Lynam,
well,
like,
that's
I find that funny too. Like the idea of Coach Lynam calling us from the hospital, like that really is, man, it kills.
Well, he's taking a shot at the Sixers, and you know? It's like everyone gets hurt, so Lynam gets hurt. Yeah,
the crazy thing is when, really when you're good. Talking to Jimmy Lynam, yeah. like the whole time you're thinking, I feel like I'm talking to Conklin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's dead on.
It really
Could
is.
We
yeah.
find out from Coach Lynam? If that sounds in his head the same.
I think a better idea is, can we get Coach Lynam and Conklin on together?
Yes.
I like that. Seltzer, get on it. By the way, Jimmy Lynam's probably got 37 text messages in the last 2 minutes here.
Didn't Conklin say, wasn't he pretending to be coach and to a player, and the player believed him?
I don't remember.
No, seriously. Oh,
I'll buy it.
Something happened along those lines.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to ask him someday. James, I like your idea. Jimmy Lynam in studio, Joe Conklin in studio, a conversation.
Joe, I will tell you what Jimmy loves to talk about the Eagles. Yeah. When I would go over to Comcast when I was doing stuff over there, what's going on with the Eagles?
Yeah. He's a classic Philadelphian.
Yes.
You know, like, he's a class. It's like Martelli telling us the other day. For those that missed it, we had Martelli in studio. He told us when they blew game 3 in 77, Martelli called the Phillies' offices and demanded the firing of Danny Ozark. Like, he was like a teenager or something. All right, by the way, see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey. That's this Saturday. And also at the Media Theater on State Street and Media. On Saturday, November 16th, the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 at Parks Casino. Thursday, November 7th, see Joe DeVito and Gemini Lombardo from America's Got Talent. John Ritchie's phone goes off there. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
It would be fun to have Jimmy Lynam in studio. Hopefully we get that going the next couple weeks.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.